Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Patriots Monday on WEEI kicked off this week inside the radio studio at Gillette Stadium. Every week throughout the season, Bill Belichick and several of the players will give their thoughts to the WEEI radio hosts. Here are some highlights from this week when Belichick and Vince Wilfork joined the big show with Glenn Ordway and Steve DiAssi.
Playing that many games in that short a period of time is, you know, obviously not the ideal way to do it, but... And, you know, there's nothing more important than the health of our team. So we want to recognize that and try to do everything we can to, you know, keep as many guys practicing and healthy as we possibly can. So I'd say that'll probably be the number one priority relative to those games and then evaluate the guys that are playing, see how they do.
Does that schedule with that many games in that short a time, does that limit your what your normal installation would be during the preseason?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Yeah, I mean, you can't install anything. It's like playing a Sunday game and then playing on Thursday. You know, you don't really have much of a game plan. You just try to, you know, get ready what you know how to do and apply it to your new opponent and then go out there and turn around and do it. So, yeah, the installation, that's why this is such a big week for us this week, because it's a longer week. It's just time to install what we didn't get in prior to the New Orleans game. And, after this, then that's really about it until the long week before Tennessee.
I think everyone's doing a real good job. I think, no complaints. Guys working their tails off. And that's the only thing you can ask for. You know, being around this team for 9 years now, and, you know, you see people come and go. And one thing I think that we have and we had over the last couple of years is guys who want to play, guys who want to win, and guys who have the passion for the game. And I think this team, you know, it shows that.
You know, every practice really is important because you're kind of cut in half from what you normally have had in prior years. Of course, you have the same number of practices everybody else has, right. So it's all relative. But, every practice is important, and, we really make a, concerted effort to prepare for each practice, go out there and try to work on the things that we feel like are at the highest priority and hopefully come off the field and feel that our team has improved.
And, I mean, I remember times sitting down with Richard Seymour and just us in a D-line meeting room or Keith Treller, just sitting together as a defensive lineman and just going over plays as a rookie with these guys. And it let me know right then and there, these guys, you know, they for you because you're going to be part of a squad that's going to help them get better. And I think, you know, coming in, and that's one thing I try to do. I don't care about if we draft all defensive linemen and all nose tackles or defensive tackles, my job is to get these guys ready to play on Sundays with me and earn that trust level from one another. And I think the more you do that, the better you play.
We're taking it slow, doing one thing at a time and building, you know, daily. So it'll be a little bit of a process, but he's definitely making progress. And the fact that he's back on the field is, a sign that things are going well. And if he continues to progress, then you know, he'll be able to do more with the time frame on that is. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But it's good to see him back out there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.